This is your Hustle Mohawk Magazine Network Roman label correspondent, Willie Terry. In this segment, you will hear part three of my report from the New York State Black and Puerto Rican Legislative Caucus weekend, from a workshop entitled Revolution or Reform. Revolution or Reform. And this workshop was facilitated by State Assemblyman Charles Barron. Revolution or Reform, Part 3.
The Black Panther Party was a revolutionary party, but Huey P. Newton and Eldridge Cleaver and others, you know, it's hard to sustain yourself in this struggle. There's a lot of stress, there's a lot of pressure, and some of our biggest problems and challenges is us, the internal contradictions. And it's very difficult to fight a powerful system and each other too. Some of us right now in some organizations, you should hear the conflicts. It's ridiculous. They forget about the bigger picture because the egos in the way, or people's hidden agendas and personal ambition, rugged individualism. That's why I'm a socialist. I believe socialism has a value system that's more collective, whereas capitalism breeds individualism. Dog-eat-dog world, look out for number one, to each his own. And that's why I don't like the Black Panther movie. I know y'all love it and thought it was cute and everything. You know, we're kind of nuts. You know, my thing, while we're on the Panthers, this is what I don't like about the movie. Number one, y'all know that's not a black movie. It's a movie that was financed by Perlmutter and financed by Disney and Marvel. The white boys financed this movie. And they hired some black writers, directors, and actors that they didn't pay properly. And then, how do you have a movie where Killmonger, the closest thing to a revolutionary, is murdered? And guess who they send to kill Killmonger? The CIA. The CIA. How are you gonna send the CIA, who really killed us, the Panthers, to kill a guy who wants to, you know, say, hey, use your vibranium for all of Africa? Yeah, and they made him look greedy and crazy and killing his own, you know, all of that stuff to make him look crazy. And then T'Challa, he said, no, I want the vibranium just for, what is it, Wakanda? Just for us. And then at the end, they made him a neoliberal. Look, we got two buildings in Oakland. We're going to do social programs. Yeah. We had enough vibranium to beat the white boys all over the world, and all of Africa would have been free. So instead of having all Africa free, you have two social program buildings in Oakland, where we started. What? A lot of nerve. Another thing I don't like about it, I do this, not this. This is a fiction. This is reality. Put your black fists up and say, black power.
Black power!
Okay, let's get this thing straight here. This was the 10-point program for the Black Panther Party. Now, see, this is kind of a reformist program, but we had a revolutionary objective. The end results was revolutionary, but when we said we want freedom, we want the power to determine the destiny of our black community, that means that in every black community, we want to control every institution in the community. We don't want no outsiders coming in our community and controlling us. You try open up a store in a Jewish community. You try opening up a store in Chinatown. I dare you. But Chinese can come in our community. You'll walk past the Caribbean store that's cooking some serious stuff to get some Chinese food. What's the solution?
Revolution.
Get on my last nerve. We want to end to the robbery of the white man by the black community. We want to end to capitalism. That's what's robbing us. We want decent housing for shelter fit for human beings. We want an education for our people that exposes the true nature of this society. We want all black men exempt from the military service. Don't go nowhere killing up other people. Vietnamese never did nothing to you. The Iraqi people ain't never did nothing to you. You want to kill somebody if you must? I have a list for you. Call my office tomorrow, and I will share my list with you. Hold yourself into killing. I'm just saying. We want an immediate end to police brutality.
Yes.
We want freedom for all black men held in the state penitentiaries. We don't care what their crime was. We think they should be let out, and the ones that are dangerous to us, we'll figure that one out. Some of my brothers and sisters just lost it, and I don't think we want to bring them back in the neighborhood because they'll take care of us too. But we're talking about the prisoners of economic oppression, you know, the political prisoners and prisoners of war. I want to thank this caucus, you know, one of the influences I did have on this caucus, and I want to thank them all for it. When my brother, Herman Bell,
oh, yeah.
Who was with the Black Liberation Army, in jail for 40 some odd years. It was this caucus that went before them, and they all signed a letter supporting his freedom, and he's out. I also got this caucus to sign a letter for Seth Hayes.
Right.
Seth Hayes from the Black Liberation, in jail for 40 some odd years. And you know, I tell people, don't ask me, what did he do? It don't matter what you did, you're not supposed to be in there for 40 years. If you get 25 to life, that means after 25 years, they based upon your time served, if you served good time, you're supposed to be released. You don't hit him with two more years because of the nature of his crime. He can never change that. But if he got degrees and has served perfect time, they should be let out. Free them all. Free our political prisoners.
Free them all. Free them all.
We want all black people, when brought to trial, to be tried by the jury of their peers. We don't want to go. You go to trial and a bunch of white people sitting up there judging you, or bushy blacks, if you, you know, because we got a class issue in our community too. And there's some bourgeois blacks, you know, think that they made it. You know, like once you get it, I don't understand how these people just don't work on. You know what I don't like? I don't like going to the school on career day. I said, Charles, come and talk to the kids on career day. I don't want to go there. So, you know, I used to live in the projects, and I got a GED. I got a GED, by the way. My mama was on welfare. We were in a homeless shelter. We did all that. Look at me now. I am a state assemblyman. If I could do it, you could do it. No. No. Most of us ain't gonna make it unless we have the solution, which is
revolution.
And we want land, bread, housing, education, clothing, justice, peace. Right. And as our major political objective, a United Nations supervised plebiscite to be held throughout the black colony, which only black colonial subjects will be allowed to participate. This basically saying, we can't just go to the United States to ask for justice. You gotta go to a body beyond the United States. You're violating our human rights. So we need to go to the World Court, as Malcolm said. And let's move now, because we got a lot to go cover. Angela Davis, give her a big hand clap. And by the way, I just wanna let you know, a lot of our leaders evolved. You know, we didn't always agree. Angela Davis was with the Black Nationalist first, and then she went to the Communist Party, and communism is something that we need to discuss. Socialism we need to discuss. Capitalism we need to discuss. Mercantilism we need to discuss. We need to talk about all these systems of government. Feudalism, slavery, these are systems of government that we should be talking about. There are other things other than capitalism. That's the only thing we know, is capitalism. But anyway, she provided the George Jackson. Y'all have heard of George Jackson? He was a revolutionary. He was in prison for a long time. He was a strong Panther supporter. And while he was in prison, they busted him for some chump thing and kept him there for life. So his 18-year-old son, a brother, Jonathan Jackson. Most of our children don't never heard of Jonathan Jackson. He decided he was going to go to court and get his brother. because Panthers were dying in prisons. He said, I'm going to get my brother. So he thought his brother was coming up that day in Marin County. He got a gun. He went in there and said, good afternoon, gentlemen. I want my brother. Ruchel McKee and McClutchin and others, they were up. And John Clouchette. And then he took out his gun. They taped a shotgun on the judge's neck. And they were walking out. And they, instead of letting them go and trying to catch them later, they opened fire on Jonathan, killed Jonathan. The judge died, and a few others died. And then Angela Davis became the public enemy number one. She was on the 10 most wanted list of the FBI because the guns were registered to her. And we fought and demonstrated, and we freed Angela Davis. So I just wanted to let you hear a little bit of Angela.
Is it time when the Black Panthers passed?
The Black Panthers still exist, and the Black Panthers are still extremely active in the Oakland community and in communities all over the country. I'm not sure whether you are aware of what is now happening in the Black Panther Party and the kinds of things that members of that party are doing
now. Tell me.
First of all, if you're going to talk about a revolutionary situation, you have to have people who are physically able to wage revolution, who are physically able to organize and physically able to do all that is done.
Yeah, but the question is, how do you get there? Do you get there by confrontation, violence?
Oh, is that the question you were asking?
Yeah.
See, that's another thing. When you talk about a revolution, most people think violence. Without realizing that the real content of any kind of revolutionary thrust lies in the principles and the goals that you're striving for, not in the way you reach them.
See, that's the key. Revolution is not picking up a gun, going in the streets, and shooting people. Unfortunately, in most revolution, that happens. But the revolution is in the idea, in the value system, something radically different that you want to see happen. It's not the process of getting there. You can demonstrate, scream, holler, shoot, boycott, electoral politics. All of those are strategies. What makes you a revolutionary is the end results. You want a new system. You can't have a $4 trillion national budget, a $172 billion state budget, a $92 billion city budget, and poor black folk, and poor Latino folk, and Native Americans on Indian reservations, and this is their land. Yeah. What's the solution?
Revolution or reform, part 3.